Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. if you're listening to us out on the Pacific Coast. We little see here after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com.
Craig.
I'm sorry, I just noticed new shit in my in my sound effects.
What? What the fuck is that?
I don't know where those shit. It's like cartoons with numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
There was an update in the software. Anyway,
will pound you into glass.
Oh, Glenn's Yay. In a mood. Thanks for joining us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Join us online, etc. Thanks for sharing us. Blah blah blah. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I just was looking in the news. And did you see that Schittler is about to embark on another trip?
White people in droves.
He's going to Asia for some fucking reason again.
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him. Pardon my French. But you're an asshole.
Okay. Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Oh, holy God, yeah. Shit, man.
Tweet us during the show. Everyone at Crab Diving. One word, CRABDIVING. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, or head over to our Pinterest.
Yes.
Don't go to our Pinterest.
Go to Pinterest, baby. Find out what's up.
Yeah. Tumblr.
Yes.
You can see some pictures of local crab diving Pensacola sites.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't hit your ears with any of our advertisements.
Yummy.
Except for the one I just did. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon if you're going to buy shit over at stuff wonderfully priced.
Oh,
quality
yes.
Items over at Amazon.
Affordable.
And you can, whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little tickle, our beaks wet.
We get paid, baby.
And it doesn't cost you fuck all. It just helps us out here.
Ooh, yeah.
Screaming liberal media.
Ooh, man, I'm addicted to these pictures of Trump in, like, Star Wars settings. I don't know why. I love to see his big, fat orange face superimposed onto a Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, go to Ryan Picks Some Funny promo pics if you go
thanks.
To our Facebook stream.
Yay!
Lori.
Thanks, Lori.
Lori approves.
Hey, share those Xanax.
I do have a Jim Baker clip.
Do you really?
For a little later. This is Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We waggle our atheism in your faces a little bit more.
Pervs.
You could touch it.
You got to get permission. You got to get consent.
I like to fight, too.
I'm just going through every page here to see if there's anything else new in the new update of the software. The Alex Jones did not come.
Yes.
There's a section where you can put your own clips, sound effects.
Oh, Alex Jones clips. It's not a standard thing.
There's a standard group of like there's a gun. That's in the standard one.
Right. What about the turkey?
No, I can't download the turkey.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
I just
the eagle. The elephants. Glass crushing. These are all whatever that is.
The fuck is that? Oh, that's shit, guys.
When Mitch McConnell thinks about people losing health care.
Oh, yeah. It's a happy sound.
Now, Darth, I downloaded. Anyway, big news.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure it's the headline. Well, let's just play the stupid fucking headline thing. We'll get to the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep,
deep
behind the moat and the walls of Crab Diving Compound in Pensacola, Florida.
From behind.
These are your headlines, blah, blah, blah. It's September 29th, 2017, by the way.
The year of our non-existent fucking Lord.
Oh, I don't know. There you go.
You know what I miss? If you've listened to the show for a long time, you will
Thank
get
you.
This reference. Scroguard.
Oh, fuck. But Scroguard's still in here? Sure.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
This was an actual...
we got to explain what it is.
Today's news is brought to you
by
Scroguard.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
Scroguard is like a pair of rubber tighty-whities.
Oh, yeah.
With a hole cut through it, like a Mormon sheet when they're fucking.
Yes. Oh, that's I believe that's a Jewish sheet, Pat.
Damn. I thought the Mormons did that too. I could be wrong.
Mr. Trump is so stupid.
Wee baby.
But Scroguard.
Scroguard.
I would not be surprised if Scroguard is no longer a product that's available.
What?
I just don't know that there was that big of a call for it.
Hello.
Really?
Come
on. One should rethink one's partners if you have to like latex your whole fucking body.
Right. I'm Plastic Man. Who wants to fuck?
Yeah.
That's pretty hardcore, man. That is crazy.
Well, yeah, and people that actually had tried them some people bought them for laughs and commented
yes.
on them and stuff. They said that I mean, they're warm. They don't breathe.
Oh, really? It's not comfortable?
Yeah.
Well,
and
it can't
sometimes
be.
Things down there sweat a little bit.
Well, it can't
Plus,
be
your
breathable.
Balls are probably being pulled up like to your teeth.
Perfect. Republicans probably love that.
God.
That's how I like it. By my balls, by my teeth.
Get a fleshlight.
Listen, man, that's the idea. It's not supposed to be breathable. It's supposed to, right? It's supposed
to. We could
to.
Do that.
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah.
Kate, make it so. Number one.
I can make that happen. The affiliate program at Fleshlight.
Number one.
Headline over to the, did we do this part? Comedy Pinko Liberal. HuffPost.
Wee baby.
Is, oh man.
What's up?
Whatever happened to the days of adult-ish.
Adult.
Headlines.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we should talk.
What do you mean? Oh, by the way, real quick, speaking
Acting
of adult
like
headlines,
adult.
Just real quick, I'm going to get this out of the way before I forget. I'd like to issue a retraction. For those of you that follow us on Facebook.com/crabdiving, I put up a story yesterday about a man that had worked at a morgue and was busted with storing upwards of 3,000 dead cocks in a jar.
Not the birds.
All right. Well, which would be worse? I mean...
They have them.
Right.
You could go across the street. There's pickled chickens stuff over there.
But they don't have dicks.
Well, that's, I was just clarifying.
Right. Well, that story was fake, which is good news, right? That's good.
Yes. Yes.
But what do I care?
Ultimately.
You know, if I'm dead and somebody cuts my dick off my body, puts it in a jar and then throws it in their basement, I don't give a fuck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks
I'm dead.
Thanks for the remembrance.
Thanks for giving a shit.
Right.
I give a shit about this guy's cock enough that I'm going to cut this dead, wang off his body.
Right.
Thank you. I'm flattered. I'm flattered you want my dead dick in your collection of cocks.
Stretch it out a little.
Right. No, please don't,
warm water.
stuff it with something.
You don't want shrinkage for eternity.
What was that?
It says squish.
God. Hey, man, it's the make some better sound effects, whoever does that dashboard.
Oh, the originals, yeah.
Squish sucks.
Can I get a hallelujah?
See, that's a good one.
So the headline over at the HuffPost says, the price is wrong. Har, har. Har,
it's
har,
so
har.
Fucking stupid.
With a picture of, I believe we could refer to him as corrupt as fuck, Tom Price.
Oh, my God.
Who is now the former Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Hello.
Has resigned his post.
Go fuck yourself.
Just 1 week into a growing scandal over his frequent use of chartered, and we found out yesterday, military flights.
Good God.
That cost American taxpayers more than $1 million.
Oh,
and then
God,
did you
dickhead
hear what this cockhole said?
Hello, Mr. Cockhole.
About that I'll reimburse for the cost of my seat on these planes.
Well, where else is it going? It's a private jet.
Well, Maddow pointed that out. Not, she's like, that's kind of the point of a private jet is so
seat.
That it's private. You're on it with your homies and you.
Yeah.
And
you know, man, I don't mean to blame the victim, which is the country, but damn. Hey, you voted for Trump.
Shouldn't have dressed so fucking sexy.
You voted for Trump, America. You did. A lot of you did. And, you know, if you think you were going to get anything less, you're out of your mind. Right? And in any other fucking administration, this would be a huge scandal. But is it? Don't you think this is going to pale in comparison to what Mueller's about to bust out?
It's going down the tubers.
Is he just stringing us along, this Mueller? Is there anything going to happen? What?
Well,
what
they're
the
busy.
Fuck?
This, you know, this shit, it took 2 years for Nixon.
Well, but these guys are dumb. These guys are dumb. This is stupid.
Well, right.
Water
they're helping.
Gate.
I mean, that's why it's going so much faster. Is that what John Oliver called it? Stupid Watergate.
Stupid Watergate. Yeah. It's brilliant. You know, I bet a lot of people look at Jared and, you know, he's young, you know, dashing guy and these fancy fucking suits and probably people probably think, oh, what a smart guy.
Oh, well.
Brilliant. Bullshit. He's dumb.
Go to our Facebook page. There may be a story that already done dropped.
It done dropped, boy.
If it ain't, it's a story about how the schools like Harvard.
Yes.
We talked about this yesterday. Like Wharton School of Business, the best school ever.
How can they be the best? They took you, fuck nuts.
Yeah, but it's basically how they make sure that these shit stain crotch spawn of these big donors and everything.
Yeah.
Get cushy grades, cushy professors.
Well, I mean, dude,
you put them through. Uh-huh. Daddy's name is on the new soccer stadium. Put the kid, give the kid an A.
Eat my dick. Oh my God! But what are you gonna do though? Think about it like this. And is there an ethics problem? I mean, well, wait a second. No. Listen, have an open mind. You're gonna buy me a nice new stadium with the best tennis courts ever. Oh, my God. Grass courts, silk nets,
yeah, but
nylon tennis balls.
Well,
I don't know.
Then you take, then fine.
Right.
I'll give you an A.
Yeah.
I'm not giving the result of your DNA an A.
I mean, I play softball, and I played on some pretty horrendous fields. I mean, one field I played on, there was literally a sewer grate, an open sewer grate in the middle of left field. If I had some school and they're like, hey, we're going to give you the best diamond sand lot ever, beautiful green fields, beautiful infield, and all you got to do is pass this idiot. I mean, yeah, I don't care. Who cares? Fuck him. I want that softball field. Fuck it. Listen, I know that's not right. I know it, but you know, what am I going to do?
That's a start.
Well, listen, you can only do the right thing so often.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
And there, well, you know, and there are prices.
Right. You know, it's like, what are you going to do?
There's numbers.
And also, like,
I get it.
What do you think happens when a Jared Kushner or a fucking Donald Trump is getting a D in geometry? Or you take geometry in Harvard? Who cares? It doesn't make a difference.
I took anatomy so I could touch pussies.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know where to grab.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, somebody on his behalf calls, hey, listen, this guy's failing. I'm a huge, powerful guy. If you don't give this guy an A, I'm going to fuck your life up. And be like, well, whatever. Okay, what am I going to do?
It's over at the Washington Post.
Hello.
By Sarah Rudin, who the headline says, how Harvard helps its richest and most arrogant students get ahead. God.
You know what I just said? Throw it out the window. Fuck them. I don't know. You put it like that. Arrogance. I hate arrogance. You know what I mean? These condescending little dickheads.
Well, that's it.
What? Why are you going? I don't.
Privilege.
But why are you going to school? If you got infinite wealth, what's the big deal? What do you care? What do you care? Why do you need to go to Harvard? You want to go to college? Go to some dumb place. Have fun. It's not going to make a fucking difference.
Yeah.
I'm going to clown college. Fuck you.
She says it's a system that polishes privilege.
Polish privilege. Hey, baby, polishes privilege. White privilege.
Its byproduct, a contempt for earned authority. Many of the people who started with this attitude had it ratified and encouraged by perhaps the most prestigious university in the world, and now they're running the whole show.
You know,
so we're on generation two or three now of this ass fuckery.
Right.
With this putting through these ads. Trump.
Yeah.
I would love to talk about the college transcripts. He'll probably release his because they're probably great.
You know what you're saying? It kind of plays into this. I was reading this opinion piece in the Times, the failing New York Times.
Oh, yes.
About how Trump's narcissism is just fucking us. It's sabotaging the whole fucking planet.
Pathological.
Yeah. I mean, he was so fucking distracted with this NFL shit, these protests. You know, people are dying in Puerto Rico. It's all fucked up.
But that's
ignoring it.
When he hides under the bed with a flashlight and calls Bannon at night. And
does he call him crying?
That's who that's from. Yeah. I have no doubt that Bannon was like, oh my God, this is great. Keep talking about that NFL stuff.
Right.
Because that's what Bannon wants.
Do you think Obama would have handled Puerto Rico differently?
I think there are already. Right. Did you see, like, was it the four ex-presidents all got together and were put together a foundation or something?
Yes.
Or publicizing a foundation to help out. And
put Jimmy Carter in charge. He's got this. Yeah. He'll go down there in one afternoon. He'll build a bunch of fucking houses. Right. Honestly, he's got it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Really, God, fuck the Republicans, man, for demonizing that man. He's a good man. He's a good man. And,
I mean, in his 80s.
Maybe not the greatest. 90. Maybe not the greatest
building houses,
administrator,
though,
by some opinions.
Right.
I don't know how you could question his character.
My mom and dad and I think my youngest brother, they all participated in this Habitat for Humanity, and it's an amazing fucking program. In one fucking day, they put up a house for poor people. They, they have a tiny mortgage payment that they have to pay, that they have to be responsible to pay, mm-hmm. Keep current on. And it's like a 90.
Is the person there when they're like,
they're helping
also?
Build the whole fucking thing. Cool. And the success rate on it is upwards of 90%. It's a great fucking program. Why is Jimmy Carter demonized?
Like dick worms or ass worms or something? And he cured something in Africa.
He cured ass worms?
No, he literally helped cure something in Africa by a foundation that used, I don't know, mosquito nets or ass nets or whatever you needed to use, possibly a Scroguard.
I got an ass net stretched over my fucking sphincter, man.
But he's some kind of parasitic disease. He helped nearly eradicate in Africa,
right,
through his foundation.
Yeah. Well, listen, in melanoma
science and shit.
And our FLOTUS melanoma sitting there gardening with these big thick fucking glasses on and heels, not talking to anybody.
Planting. And he's a Southern Baptist.
Flowering. Yeah. He walks the walk. Yeah. That motherfucker walks the walk.
I can't imagine what's going through his head now with these fucking preachers. These frauds.
Well, with Trump, too.
Well, yeah. Well, and Pence. Yeah. More terrifying on certain levels, on the whole atheist level.
I guarantee you, Jimmy Carter has no love for Pence, man. I mean, you know, all the homophobic shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, more.
God, is Elon Musk listening, or what's another smart guy? What's another one? Stephen Hawking? Come on. Do something. Extend Jimmy Carter's life. Put him in charge. Right?
Right. I mean, isn't he doing better with the whole brain cancer thing?
I don't know. But I'll tell you this, man. Think about Jimmy Carter in the 70s. Do you think... Wait, he was the 80s, late 70s, early 80s?
Not really
that far in the future. Now we got Donald Trump. Could they be any more fucking different?
Well, Carter was followed up with Reagan.
Yeah, that's true. A dickhead.
So, I mean, odd things have been happening in this country.
Boo.
So there you go. Give your let your fingers do the walking over to Crab Diving Facebook, geez. And you can read the piece at the WAPO that says, you know, how Harvard are a bunch of entitled fuckwads.
That's hilarious. They all brag about that shit.
Well, and they're in charge. She's right. Tom fucking Price. Zinke, we're finding out, cost one of the headlines right now. Zinke paid $10,000 for a flight. Cost us $10,000 for a flight. You've got Mnuchin.
Yes.
With his new wife.
You know, man, I heard some Trumpalos the other night talking about, hey, listen, Trump did some good things right when he was in office. They said he disbanded some Y2K committee or something that was still in operation, that was in charge of making sure we wouldn't fuck up.
Okay, well, I concur.
So what? This fucking Tom Price, I don't understand why cabinet members have to even go anywhere. What does it fucking matter? Skype!
He bought stock and then voted on legislation specifically that would benefit his stock and made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I mean,
The Republicans in charge were like, well, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, it's just fine. Cool. No big deal. And like, why does it make it okay that, let's say he even was able to, say he paid for the whole flight. The private jet flight. Why does that make it okay? I mean, what can
he wasn't going to. He was going to pay for his seat.
That's right.
He was going to pay. He was going to pay like $50,000. And Rachel Maddow was like, "No, it's like $400,000."
Oh my god!
And that was $400,000. And that was before the military, which these military flights can cost $50,000 a pop,
right?
For this asshole.
I mean,
get on commercial, you dick. What?
And then in the middle of all this, Trump is unveiling some fucking tax plan that cuts taxes for the wealthy.
They were trying to tell reporters, oh, he's very busy.
He's very busy.
He's so busy.
Fucking jacking off about Colin Kaepernick really taking fucking knee.
How about some FaceTime while you're sitting in the airport?
Yeah.
Or while you're riding to the airport or while you're on the train going somewhere, going to D.C., go to New York from D.C. Take the fucking train, you asshole.
You know, I was reading about this Puerto Rico shit, and if Obama was still in charge, that is all we would be hearing about.
On one level.
It's a crime. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
we would be hearing about
are going through
the mobilization
shit
that's happening.
Yeah.
Right. I would hope people wouldn't be complaining and saying, hey, people are dying here.
No, I mean, you would be hearing from Obama, this is what we're doing. I don't know. I'm trying to explain. Like, he would be...
Because we're hearing that from Trump.
Oh, yeah.
You would think that
it's like
fucking Shangri-La down in Puerto Rico.
The mayor said...
Oh, we're doing great.
A great job.
Yeah, that's all. I talked to the governor. He thanked me. I want to thank him for thanking me. I want to thank him for thanking us publicly.
Oh, my God. Aren't they running out of water? Aren't they running out of food? There's no fucking infrastructure. How are people getting their meds? What if you have diabetes?
They shouldn't have run up their debt.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear that shit?
No. He said that.
He literally started talking this morning, yesterday, about their debt. well, you know, it's very important that we're going to have to start rebuilding everything, but
yes,
but we got to figure out where the money comes from because, you know, they're so badly in debt down there. You know why they're in debt? We've talked about that before. Because of people like him. One was his golf course. Did you see that? He fucked the government out of $33 million in Puerto Rico.
Jesus
Christ. On some golf deal.
Oh, my God. He has the nerve to admonish Puerto Rico in their time of need about how they handle their
Mexicans.
Debt. Yeah. Well, why don't hey, Trump?
Some, I assume, are good people.
Yeah. Why don't they just not pay for anything like you do when you build shit? When you buy shit? Just don't pay your vendors, Puerto Rico. Do what Trump does and you'll be just fine. It's bananas. I mean, you don't even... I mean, with this Tom Price shit, you don't even like... His whole thing was drain the swamp. Drain the swamp.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even...
Well, not Trump prices.
Yeah.
Trump's.
Yeah, yeah. But like, even like the hypocrisy of, but her emails. Oh, Jared Kushner with all the emails on the unsecured server.
Oh, on Fox, they said, rookie mistake.
What do you mean?
Rookie mistake, all these guys and their emails, Ryan. They don't... They've never been in politics before.
Oh, my God.
Jared Ivanka, Don Jr.
For all those that don't understand Black Lives Matter, think of the benefit of the doubt these rich, white, privileged dick faces are getting from people like Fox News.
Yeah, right.
You know, learning curve. You're in the White House. Fuck that. This is bananas.
Speaking of bananas, let's see what the Drudge Report has. I'm willing to bet they probably also have Tom Price.
Banana in the tailpipe. Name the movie.
Lesbian Nurses 4.
That's right. Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh. I saw a different scene. I may have seen a different scene.
You got me. That's good. You remember that scene though in Beverly Hills Cop? It's so fucking funny. Eddie Murphy keeps those cops from following him by sticking a couple of bananas in their tailpipe.
No, right, like, right.
Banana
in
the tailpipe.
Great way to kill him.
Oh yeah.
As the exhaust backs up into the car.
How many people did that after seeing that fucking movie? How many people did that?
Health and Human Service disservice. Price out, it says over at the Drudge Report.
Sad. See Chris.
Oh,
now.
They're excited. Hannity dominates Maddow in news race.
Ugh,
he just moved.
I'm gonna dominate you.
So he's shiny and new,
right?
He just moved.
He's oily
this week.
He has no neck.
And they're saying, look at how he's beating the hell out of that dyke.
He's he's shiny. His face looks like ham. He looks like ham with hair on it. He looks like a hairy ham.
Talk radio host nailed with $274 million defamation verdict. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Crab Diving.
That's right.
We'll be back.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want to defecate, defame. Angle of defame.
Well, a New Hampshire jury has awarded a record-breaking $274 million verdict against a radio talk show host and businessmen who accused three other businessmen of dealing heroin and machine guns in a warehouse.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's a little...
We don't do that.
We just call people ass and stuff like
and
that.
And by the way, for anybody who's listening, I just retracted that guy hoarding all the dead dicks in jars. I retracted that story. I said, that's fake news. You're fake news.
You took it down or you just...
No.
Oh,
I didn't take
it
down.
Well, I edited it.
Did you?
Also, and said...
Fake news.
This may not be true, but the guy whose picture it is should probably be pissed. Think about this.
All right.
So, I mean, he's an odd-looking character, but...
He looks like he might have some dicks in his cellar, but he doesn't.
It's obviously a mugshot, so something went down.
Well, that's the way the GOP would handle it when somebody gets wrongly executed. Like, well, he probably did something.
He could have been like a DUI or something, and suddenly all over the internet, he's the guy that collected dicks.
He's like, I'd rather be the guy with the DUI. Could I do that instead of the dick collector? I'm the bone collector.
The internet can be a horrible thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And a wonderful thing.
Thanks, Al Gore.
So there are your headlines, ladies and germs. Let's see what's going on in the magic spreadsheet.
Oh, yes.
Magic. The No, let's read on that. I don't want to talk about that. It's driving me crazy. This is the Nestle stuff. I keep putting it off.
This is water?
Yeah.
Are they just taking all the water? Fuck your water.
Just their shenanigans and how they stick their evil talons into municipalities or rural areas that don't have any regulations. They swoop in before any regulations can be passed.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
They buy off the politicians.
Right.
To pass so that the municipality can't, like, the city can't vote and say, we're not giving Nestle our water for free. God. The state will say, you can't pass that.
Why is it? Doesn't it seem like the bottled water industry should be something the state runs? Doesn't it? I mean, I don't mean to sound like a big old dickhead hippie, but shit.
Kind of concurring, yeah.
I mean, I need water.
Sure.
You need water. Kate needs water. It's not like a thing I decide to buy. I need water. It's not an option. I need it. Fuck off.
The attorney. Oh, we talked about that yesterday. The attorney general and the abortion rights and everything.
Right.
Sorry, I'm a little discombobulated.
Oh,
here we go.
I tell you what. Yesterday, all that the women's rights and reproductive, all that shit we talked about.
Unreal.
I was pissed off all day about that.
What century are we fucking in?
It's the Middle Ages. It's the Middle fucking Ages. Get in the Iron Maiden. I'm going to kill you.
And
who cares?
I really don't understand women that voted for Trump. I mean, I really can't wrap my brain around that one at all.
I don't understand anyone that voted for him. Because those people
next door to
us,
neighbors, yeah.
The big Trump decal on the back of their fucking truck window.
So you can't understand why they...
Well, I kind of get it. I mean, have you seen what they do, like, on the weekends?
They almost go mudding in their own little backyard.
How's that fun, though? All they do is sit around and change your tire. It's like they're just switching around tires on different cars.
Have you ever been mudding?
No. I don't. You have?
Yeah.
What do? You just drive around
like a maniac in a field full of mud. It's fun as fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do it then. Let's go muddy.
It's college.
Can we take your car?
Experimentation.
Is your car a mudder?
No.
Put the top down. Let's mud.
My 21-year-old Chevy.
We're going mudding, baby.
It's not.
Motherfucker.
My Chevy can drink.
You have. Right. You have tires on your car. I don't know how they go muddy. Every time I look over there, a car that used to have tires doesn't have tires. But then another car that had no tires then has tires. It's like they're switching the tires around.
The neighbors over there,
not
There's
us.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot of odd machinery. I mean, a lot of vehicles. Odd vehicles.
Weird fucking go-karts.
Three-wheelers, four-wheelers, go-karts. Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I guess. But isn't it just... Is it fun?
Well, I used to enjoy it. I mean,
I would probably enjoy it. I honestly, dude,
maybe
I don't.
Maybe I'll wander over and say.
Yeah, oh boy, go over there. You better
say,
listen,
hey guys.
Keep your politics to your
go
fucking
Trump.
Self.
Yeah.
Be careful about what you talk about. Don't get funny. Don't get cute about anything.
I'll just try to prevent myself from hearing the N-word.
And when you think you have an end to maybe talk about politics, don't.
No, fuck no. Are you kidding me?
Fuck that
Praise
shit.
Praise Jesus.
Let me show you my Second Amendment right here. You know they got guns, too. You think they have guns over there?
Oh, fuck yeah. Sure.
Damn.
The six-year-old's got one.
Let me tell you something. Everybody has guns, because I was sitting around.
It's Florida.
Some bar the other day. I just made a joke. And this guy, and I said, you know, I feel like everybody has guns around here. And this, at the table, everybody went around and said, I got a 380 and a 9mm in my fucking thing. I got a shotgun. I got this. I got that. Congratulations. We're all real fucking safe.
Should we get a gun?
No.
Oh.
For what?
Well,
who's coming
know,
in
so
here?
So we can fit in?
To conform?
I want to be part of the cool crowd.
Right. I don't even know. What is a 380? Is that a rifle or is that a fucking handgun? What do you do with that?
Yeah.
Shove it up your ass. Read a fucking book. That's what I want to say to those people next door. Hey, here's an idea. Read a book instead of changing the tires between your cars and fucking with that go-kart all the fucking time.
But that's
stupid.
I mean, there's worse
Read a book.
Hobbies.
What?
There are worse hobbies.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know.
Motor sports can be fun.
Water sports.
If you're, well, you could combine them.
Nine.
Pee on me from the back seat. Yeah. I like to be peed on in a nice hotel that Obama stayed in.
Rush Limbaugh, Jabba the Gunt.
Oh, he's still around?
Listen to this. This is like ebony and ivory. This is like when Stevie sang with
ebony and ivory. That was Michael Jackson.
I know, but
and
I'm thinking
Paul
of,
McCartney.
I'm thinking of the other one where Stevie sang with Paul McCartney also.
Right. Oh, did he really? I didn't know that.
Didn't Stevie do a Paul McCartney cover? Did they do one together?
Kate, get on Wikipedia.
Regardless,
I want to know who Stevie. Any list of all the white people Stevie Wonder sang with?
I could
with.
Be wrong. Again,
right?
It's not unusual. Jabba the Gunt on Fox News.
Eat my dick. Blah.
Being interviewed,
yes,
by Sean Hannity.
Oh my God, sucky,
yeah,
Jackie.
Listen to this.
Is it just a suck fest?
Just rubbing their guns together.
Yeah, scissor me.
Here's Rush Limbaugh talking about these ungrateful.
Oh, right.
NFL players.
Gee,
who hate America.
Do they not understand Black Lives Matter? Do they not get
they
it?
They do. It's a terrorist group.
God, fuck off.
There's news about that too. Here's Jabba the Gunt on Sean Hannity. I apologize.
On Sean Hannity?
I apologize for
Sean,
that visual. Yeah.
Sean, I want a 69. Let me get out of these ginormous fucking khakis. Big fucking khakis.
Are those your moobs or your back fat?
I can't tell if those are pleats. This is just weird deposits of shit coming out of your waist.
You said the owners are clueless. You said this is about race. And I think the most profound thing you said is they're now being used by the left in this country that wants to take away institutions. And
oh, here we go. The evil lefties, the racist lefties again, using the black man as their virtue signaling.
Oh, I'm virtue signaling. I will not. Fuck that. I'm not gonna let anybody call me a virtue signaler.
I'm outraged by black men being shot and killed by cops in disproportionate numbers.
I'm gonna say this again.
You're virtue signaling.
Tell me if this makes sense. Someone says, "Hey, dickhead, don't be a virtue signaler," and I say back to them, "Hey, listen, fuckface, what do you want me to do? Just not say what's right? Am I not supposed to express my opinion on what I think is right? Yeah, is that virtue signaling? That's all it is."
Yeah.
I say, well, I...
Stop being a cum stain signaler.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to use that. Okay, write that down. Put it on a note card.
Here they are again.
Stop being a cum stain signaler.
Just by the left in this country that wants to take away institutions and that the NFL is an anathema to the left.
Well... You know, saying this is risky because I firmly believe it.
Don't get in trouble. I'll get in trouble.
I'm saying that people don't look. When I say what I'm going to say, people are going to react. Oh, come on, are you serious? And I just want to tell you, I am. And
so I thought about what's the most outrageous fucking thing that could drizzle out of my jowls.
Oh, jeez. God, does he have that problem? You know,
you're going to hate this, basically. This is going to piss everybody off, and I know it.
Hey, somebody needs to put a facial bib on Limbaugh. I don't want to hang out. Imagine hanging out with somebody who's just drooling all the time.
Yeah.
Turner and Hooch. What was that movie with Tom melted Hanks? What?
Wax pig's ass.
Oh, yeah. What?
I don't know where that
is. I just want to tell you, I am, and this is why I'm so concerned. I do believe that the left wants to cause great damage to the NFL. What does the NFL stand for?
Fuck! No, it doesn't!
Yeah, we want to cause great damage to the NFL.
Why is it not... Why is it... They know they're racist, right? They know they're racist, so that means they know they're exclusionary. Okay? So, why can't in their little fucking tiny conservative fucknut brains, why can't they understand that people that
not these two.
Yeah, they don't.
These two know
that.
Exactly what. Well, no, Hannity's dumb. Limbaugh knows exactly what he's doing.
They don't.
Hannity's dumb.
It's not about punishing the NFL. It's about black people being treated fairly and the same as everyone else in this country. And the bonus would be, not being shot to death.
Can we start with not being killed summarily?
For no fucking reason. Right. It's not about the NFL.
And these drug laws, which Jeff Bosesh is sneakily running around and trying to push a horrible punish, round up the weed smokers.
Oh, eat my
agenda.
Dick. From my cold dead fingers, the marijuana fuckface. How do you like that?
No good people smoke marijuana.
Oh, jeez. Fucking Gollum freakazoid.
So here's Rush Limbaugh's theory. The left, we want to destroy the NFL.
Oh, yes.
Do you know why we want to destroy the NFL?
No.
Do you want to predict? Do you want to be prescient? Oh, do you want to crawl into Rush Limbaugh's brain? There's a couple of holes on the side of his head. Where
there's plenty of room in that big fat head of his. Plenty of room.
Technology, you might be able to clip in there.
It's like a big studio apartment in there. I can get a Euro kitchen.
Here he goes.
The left wants to cause great damage to the NFL. What does the NFL stand for? Masculinity. Strength.
Oh, here we go. The mincing libs can't wait to get the football players to be butt fucking each other on the 47-yard line.
Y'all get out your big old hogs and cock off. Cock off at the 50.
You ain't need those clothes you can wear a helmet.
Two dicks at once.
You can wear two helmets.
Right.
Right.
I'm going to penetrate the line.
Good God.
I mean, sometimes I will say this. When you listen to, like, football games and baseball, like, you do some pretty fucking homoerotic shit.
Yeah, it's baseball.
Like, my favorite is
fisted.
Fisted high in the air. Oh, right. Somebody just
and that's on football. No,
Pat Hughes, who is the play-by-play guy for the Chicago Cubs on WGN, the radio, he'll quite often say, oh, he just shot a rope in the left field.
Damn.
Amazing. Jeez. You guys must do your Kegels.
Here's these assholes. Good God.
Masculinity, because it stands for masculinity. That's why the left hates it. It's got a big set of black balls.
Oh, yes. Give me them black balls.
Wants to cause great damage to the NFL. Yeah. What does the NFL stand for? Masculinity, strength, toughness. So what are they doing to it? You go to college campuses now, and you'll find classes on how to take masculinity out of men.
You're going to... Where's that class?
Yeah. Oh, where's the class? It's right here between my legs.
I have a feeling it may be like a how to avoid rape culture kind of class.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That, right.
But he's like, this is taking masculinity out of men.
Oh, God. So stupid.
The good days where you could backhand them and throw them the log whether they want it or not.
The log. It sounds like Rush Limbaugh. I mean, his voice, he sounds like he's, I wouldn't say furiously masturbating during this. It's like lightly. He's like lightly jacking it during this segment. How disgusting.
He's got some straps holding that
right.
Ample gut up.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Masculinity out of men. It's actually happening. There are studies and courses in college to do this. It's patriotic. You've got the flag. You've got the anthem. You've got uniformed military personnel. All the things.
That's also why we hate
uniform it. Marines.
I actually don't see a reason for that.
For what?
The military aspect.
I don't either. I don't get it.
Of what's going on there. It's just we found out that it was like 2009 when that shit really started happening because the NFL is giving hundreds of thousands per team, millions, overall, to do that. The NFL is given that from the armed forces.
Right.
Our tax money is going to buying time for this color guard to go out, or the big giant fucking American flag.
But all that money goes down to the soldiers on the field, right? They get all that money.
Of course.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The
best
intentions.
See them handing it out right after.
Oh, yeah.
Things that the left wants to erase from this country. They don't like
erase
this displays of patriotism, strength, rugged individualism.
Ooh, yes.
And that's why the players are being used here.
Hannity's taking his shirt off. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, he's so quiet right now. Yeah. Right. In studio, by the way, you guys can't see this, but we're watching the live feed from this, wherever they're broadcasting from. And there's a butler in there with a bowl of ice cubes, just, you know.
Oh, yeah, left nipple action.
Tweaking those nips.
Sure.
Those big white pink nipples.
Oh.
Big sand dollars.
You've got to get past the gray, gnarly hairs on them.
Undo that man's ear. Let me see them. Let me see them baby feeders.
Like displays of patriotism, strength, rugged individualism.
Oh, boy.
And that's why the players are being used here. They think it's about police brutality. They think it's about righting social wrongs and so forth.
Right. Why wouldn't it be? Right. You fuck. You so fuckhead.
This is even triply insulting now. Because now he's saying these players don't even have minds of their own.
Right.
And they're being controlled.
Yes.
These poor dumb Negroes are being controlled.
Yeah, you're right. It's
by the evil lefties who are using them. They just don't know it. Kaepernick has no idea.
You know, the thing about these right-wing nut job racist white dick bags is they assume that everyone else on the planet is just as horrid and as gross and as racist as they are. So they can't imagine that Colin Kaepernick is actually doing something out of the goodness of his own heart, because it would never occur to either of these fucknuts.
I don't see.
It would never occur to him to do the right thing.
We had one who I invited to leave our Facebook page in probably a quite uncivil
terms. Get the fuck out of here, dickbag.
Who said, I want to see, show me, why isn't Colin Kaepernick get off his knees and go out to his community and help? So I supplied a link of 1 year where he gave $900,000.
Yes.
Not total. Over a period of over a year.
See how much he makes.
In all these different various charities.
He's not like fucking,
I don't know. He's not making shit, but.
Yeah. And in any way, what he's doing is, if he wasn't doing any of that, what he's doing now is valuable as fuck. He is participating in a civil rights movement.
Right.
You know,
he got dragged into it.
Yeah, he's sacrificing his career for the greater good.
But his collateral damage for Trump's little jerk-off fest.
Oh, it's
where did that come from?
I don't know.
Did somebody kneel over this season yet? Because Kaepernick ain't got no job.
Right.
So maybe Trump saw a story about Kaepernick not having a job.
Yes.
Or maybe Bannon put the little sperm in that head of that idea.
Here's some sperm if you need any more. Bannon jizz. Blah.
Oh, God. Smells methy.
Oh, yes. Don't smell it. You know, leave him alone, this Bannon. He's just a gross.
Doing lines of Bannon.
Bannon's like, what does he sound like? Have we heard him talk, like, ever?
Yeah, I've heard him talk. He just sounds like an asshole. He doesn't really have a...
Kind of
a voice like this, kind of nasal, kind of...
You want to hear my Bannon impression?
I think he liked the Crypt Keeper or the Angel of Death as he was depicted on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, he's like, oh, complimenting.
Oh, yeah. Bathing.
Thank you.
Bathing in libtard tears.
I'm flattered.
From this country. They don't like displays of patriotism, strength, rugged individualism. And that's why the players are being used here. They think it's about police brutality. They think it's about righting social wrongs and so forth. This is an attack on the NFL as institution.
Listen to how he dismisses righting social wrongs and so forth. Like he's describing child molestation.
Yeah.
Righting social wrongs and so forth.
It's not about that. It's about cock. What a dickhead.
They think it's about righting social wrongs and so forth. This is an attack on the NFL as institution for shaking it down and lowering its profile and impact on American culture. In the midst of a culture war, everybody knows it. The left is doing everything it can to erase elements of our country's founding, the traditions.
Oh, my God. You dickhead.
Here's the Festivus. Here's the list of grievances.
Right.
We're coming after the Robert E. Lee statues.
The butthurt shall commence.
Trying to erase history. They're trying to say that slavery weren't good.
By the way, speaking of that Robert E. Lee statue bullshit, some town had their fucking bullshit Confederate War Memorial taken down. And then some white supremacists,
yeah,
they raise money to put it back up.
But it's on private property.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Well, fuck that.
Which is fine.
Nah.
It's private property.
Right, you're right.
Two fucks, you asshole.
Yeah.
You're paying property taxes on that shit.
Yeah, put all the hate you want up
sure.
there.
Sure.
Fuck
Fly face. Your stars and bars. There's nothing we can do about it. Just don't put it on government property.
Right.
Or your Ten Commandments.
Oh, God. That's Roy Moore, right?
Future Senator Roy Moore.
Oh, God. He is. I don't understand Alabama. Just look at him. He's cartoonishly.
There may be hope. Fuck? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm.
You think that guy's going to win?
Glass half full about this. But I mean, if he seems like a really good candidate.
The Democrat.
We haven't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He seems like a really good candidate.
Doug Jones.
Yes.
Is that his name?
And
God, Doug, good luck. I mean, jeez. What are you going to do?
Although he did prosecute KKK murders.
Ooh.
So see that, KKK killing black people. Not.
That's, to me, that's a positive,
well,
right?
That's what I, that's I, of course, but we're talking about Alabama.
Where so sad.
A percentage of the voting population.
Man, that is bullshit. Kind of,
may have been interviewed for such investigation. we hate it's masculinity. It's an attack. These poor, deluded Negroes that are taking a knee. They think.
They hate football.
That they are. Social justice warriors.
Ooh, SJWs!
When in actuality, it's the evil lefties like us, white Bwanas, controlling them somehow.
Hello, white Bwana.
Using them in the culture war.
Ooh, yes. Ruggedly.
I'm sure we're about to hear
rugged
what our ultimate goal is.
Right. Oh, yeah.
As an institution for shaking it down and lowering its profile and impact on American culture. In the midst of a culture war, everybody knows it. The left is doing everything it can to erase elements of our country's founding, the traditions and institutions, and they don't stop. And once they get their hooks in something, this is why.
Traditions and institutions like marriage is one man, one woman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is the shit he's talking
this
about.
This is so stupid. It's just, it's embarrassingly dumb.
And they don't stop. And once they get their hooks in something, this is why I'm sad about it. They're not going to let go of this. So when I see the owners. They got to be scared to death. They have to be scared to death. On the one hand, are they signed?
Here's another one. The white Bwanas are scared that the plantation is going to rise up. And yes, they're paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, they destroy their bodies.
Right.
And white Bwana is making billions of dollars.
And white Bwana... probably scrabbled out of a nice, rich, pristine fucking vagina.
Right.
These guys have, I don't know what it takes to be a fucking NFL football player. You watch that Hard Knock shit. You got to run around. You got to beat the shit out of your body.
Right.
You got to become a superhuman. Those people are specimens, you know?
Yeah. And you're one leg snap away from poverty.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Tied with their players. Linking arms, go to the sideline, take a knee or whatever. That's just driving the central fan base away. I almost think that it's part of the strategy. If you did want to damage the NFL, what would you do?
There was a... we're brilliant, by the way.
Oh,
us lefties are really fucking brilliant if we're trying to take out the NFL.
Yes.
And this is how we do it. But I should look this up and see, give the player credit. But there was a player... who put out a video or was interviewed or something, who he was asked about, well, what about, you know, these people who are saying boycott? What about the people who say you're losing some of your base? And he was like, bye.
Good God.
Bye-bye.
Right. It's fucking nuts.
Bye.
Yeah, see you later, dickhead.
Right. Because there are other people now I'm seeing who are like, oh, great. Maybe some season tickets will open up.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be fucking kidding
me. I'll buy them.
Hell yeah.
I really think these, I don't know, I think they underestimate the liberals. When the liberals finally fucking wake up and coalesce and don't be stupid and listen to Russian bots on social media.
Yeah, I mean, what's nervous is if you're counting on people in America to not be stupid, that is, ooh, shit, man, that makes me nervous. Don't be stupid. That's our thing, though. You know what I mean? That's
fan base away. I almost think that it's part of the strategy. If you did want to damage the NFL, what would you do? You would do something to cause its fan base to leave it. What's happening?
This isn't going to end well, is it?
No, well.
Oh, God, it cuts off there. This is at Rust or Think Progress. This isn't going to end well, is it? He says with glee.
Oh, my God.
Hannity.
Right.
This isn't going to end well, is it?
What does that mean? Jeez.
He's happy.
Right.
They're put in their place.
Yeah.
Look who's getting put in their place.
I mean, I would imagine the fans would be in support of these players. I mean, that's why you watch the game, right? I mean, isn't that why you get lured into sports? You identify with a player and you're like, oh, I love that guy and all this other shit. I don't know. I'm thinking most people are like me watching football and I don't know. That ain't the fucking case. I remember last week we were hanging around some place in Florida during a football game. And I guarantee you, those people had some scary fucking opinions on what you should do during the national fucking anthem.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to bring it up.
Right?
I didn't even want to root for the Bears. I was afraid we were surrounded by fucking Steelers fans.
Right. Ugh. How the fuck can you root celebrate for the Steelers? What? And you got a fucking rapist as your quarterback. I mean, that says a lot for he must be.
And I heard you say Rapelessburger a couple of times.
That day?
Aloud, yeah.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Man.
Because you're like, who are the, it's Bears game. And I'm like, yeah, there's like 3 minutes left. That was in the fourth quarter. Okay. It was tied and ended up going to overtime.
Yes.
Bears won. I said it was the Steelers. And you said, oh, is that Rapelessburger?
That, yeah.
You didn't say it that loud.
Good, good.
I think I was the only one that heard
well,
it.
Well, you know what? Listen, fuck all those
funny,
people.
Though.
Fuck them all.
There's a story now that's over at, I just accidentally closed it, but it was about,
yes.
It's the New York Times.
Ooh, failing. It
about beat. That we should be as frightened, if not more, by what Tom Price was flying around doing.
Well, I figured he was just flying around fucking bitches.
All of us. We're all his bitch.
Yes.
The country is his bitch.
Yeah, that's true.
He's trying to close down EPA offices.
Why? Why?
Because we don't need that evil Environmental Protection Agency bullshit, Ryan. How are they going to make money?
You know, dickheads, GOP fucking loads. At some point, you're going to have to drink water and shit and that.
No,
you know.
Nestle's fucking small communities where they keep the water clean.
They don't keep it clean, though, right? We learned that.
Well,
Nestle just puts tap water in a bottle and say, look, it's clean as fuck. Drink up,
somebody
dickhead.
Did that. Was it Nestle?
Yes. I don't know. Allegedly. Okay, yes, look it up. Tell me who's fucking us.
Snopes us.
Snopes me.
R.I.P. Hugh Hefner,
right.
You know, mixed reviews.
Goddamn, people are really coming
really
out
mixed.
Of the woodwork. I'm seeing lots of people on Facebook. I'm friends with them. Like, he's going to be missed. I'm like,
I think he was, yeah, he might have a few women to talk to about that.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've looked at Playboy before, but shit, I mean.
Well, it's, you know, it's kind of like Mad Men.
Yes.
Era.
Right.
He was right in there.
Let me try to figure this out. Who's a bigger loss? That guy from Fast and Furious, Paul Walker, or Hugh Hefner?
Where the fuck did this come from?
I don't know.
Why did Paul Walker get invoked?
If you could reanimate and bring anyone back to life, I'll give you three choices. Paul Walker, Hugh Hefner, or David Bowie.
Oh, How dare you?
David Bowie.
Yeah.
I would
of course,
take
David Bowie.
I got a list of people on this earth I would take out to bring him back.
I saw something this morning, like surfing the web. It was a David Bowie, picture of David Bowie back in the day. I was like, oh.
What a badass.
How sad.
He's a badass, man.
That's it for Limbaugh and,
yes,
and Sean Hannity. Destroying the left is using these poor, poor, dumb players.
Yes.
It's part of a left, we're vast left wing conspiracy.
And I don't even understand for what. It's amazing you cannot. I mean,
we're trying to destroy the NFL because it represents testosterone and maleness. Right. Yeah.
We're trying to take out dick in this country. Mm-hmm. I'm destroying dick.
Save the cock.
Oh, yes. I'm killing the cock.
I think it'll be okay.
Cuck. That's so stupid. Oh, there's a war on white dick.
It's Faithless Friday, ladies and germs.
Fuck you, Sky God.
All kinds of stuff going on.
Boo.
In the realms,
yes,
of
Jesus.
Crosses trying to be rammed into your holes.
Oh,
how come you only go after Christianity? Because right now, nobody's bashing me with a Quran.
And it's our podcast. We can do whatever the fuck we want. I'll go after Jesus all day.
But they'll do that in general. They'll bitch to like, oh, you guys always, you liberals always go after Christianity. You hate Christians. You hate God.
No, I mean, we just go after you guys because you're douchebags. You're in the news all the time trying to make me conform to your shit.
Stop being an asshole.
Yeah. Here's a suggestion. Maybe this year when Starbucks comes out with whatever cup design they're using for Christmas, don't be a cunt about it if there's not a fucking crucifixion. There's not a skinny little well-worked-out Christ not bleeding to death on the side of the cup. Don't get your fucking Jesus panties in a wad.
This is a great comment. Somebody said that basically...
God damn.
If you should rechannel your moral outrage about some football players kneeling to a song or a piece of cloth...
Yes.
To... making the country a place where no one will want to kneel.
Yeah. Right.
Use that energy.
Yeah.
Make it a place where nobody needs to protest.
Yeah, but I think the Christians, I think they kind of like the butt hurt. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, that's their thing.
Yeah. You ever meet a dog that likes to be chased? You can see the dog is trying to get you to chase him. It's just like these guys, they want to feel like they're being persecuted because they like playing that victim shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Like a bitch in heat.
Yes.
This was from a week or two ago, maybe.
Fuck you.
But this is scary.
Okay.
And we've talked about this before. And we've also talked about Mickey Weinstein.
Right.
Who is fighting the good fight.
Yes.
He runs the Military Religious Freedom Foundation.
Okay.
Which one would think, uh-oh, but he might as well be freedom from religion.
Right, right.
I mean, he represents discrimination from religion or preference of religion.
Yes.
There should be no proselytizing in the U.S. military. That shit is how we get Iran.
Absolutely,
in this country.
It's exclusionary, you know?
So there's this U.S. Air Force chaplain. Another one.
God damn. Why do we have these?
Gordon Klingon shit was a chaplain.
Right. Disgraced. He was let go because he couldn't keep his Jesus shit to his fucking self. Even after being told to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you gotta minister to everybody.
Yeah, dude.
Well, that's kind of what this guy's saying. A U.S. Air Force chaplain who ministers to thousands of men and women at an Ohio base.
Yes.
Is asserting that Christians in the U.S. Armed Forces, quote, serve Satan and are grossly in error if they support service members' rights to practice other faiths.
Oh, come on. That's insane.
If you're a Christian in the military and you think it's okay for Mohammed over there to worship his bullshit, or
fuck
for
you,
that Scientologist, I don't even know what the fuck Xenu bullshit he's worshiping over there.
Xenu.
Then you're serving Satan.
Oh, yes. Which Satan am I serving? Am I serving the Satan from that hilarious South Park movie? Because I'm into that. That guy was fucking funny, right? You remember how
Saddam? Yeah.
You remember how Satan was sexually harassed by dead Saddam Hussein. Do you remember that? He kept taking out his
Satan,
big dick.
Satan wore little Daisy Dukes in hell.
Saddam, stop it. You're marginalizing me. Whatever.
So this guy wrote an article for fucking Barb Wire. Barb Wire is
that Pam
Barbera, Joseph Barbera or Barbara. He's that asshole who writes virulently anti-gay.
But, grow up,
but
man.
But pro-Jesus.
Grow the fuck up. Get some gay friends. Expand your horizon. Quit being a twunt. Those are some suggestions, you know?
So he wrote an article.
Suggestions.
Over there.
Yes.
That was published on the 12th of this month, a couple weeks ago. That was published at Barbed Wire. Captain Sonny Hernandez is his name. He's an Air Force 45th Airlift Wing.
Oh, yes.
At Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio.
Yes.
Criticized Christian members who rely on the Constitution and not Christ.
Why can't, you know what I don't understand? Why, I mean, say you believe in all this shit. Why can't I adhere to the rules of the Constitution and at the same time worship, you know, whatever sky god? Why do they always have to contradict each other? I don't understand that.
Because one could argue that equal protection, et cetera, under our laws and under those cool amendments.
God damn.
Mean that we need to allow same-sex couples the same protection as any other couple.
Of course.
As one man, one woman.
Right.
So that would be constitutional. The Supreme Court has decided you can't prevent people from getting married.
Right.
If they've got a couple of dicks or a couple of vajayjays.
Sure.
But that's not what the Bible says.
Well.
So this guy thinks, fuck that.
Right. Well, then,
this is The Handmaid's Tale.
Then how do you exist in this country?
This guy needs to be removed from the service immediately if this is his thing. If you're a chaplain in the military and you're being paid to minister to all these people,
I mean, don't you
get out.
Does anybody have a responsibility to take this guy aside and say, listen, I appreciate all the gesticulations, all the bullshit, all the carrying on about your gun, all that shit, but between you and me, there's nothing up there. So calm down, dick face. That's tolerance, right?
Christians in the armed forces will have their faith tested on many occasions,
boo,
he wrote.
God.
This is important since Christians are commanded to examine themselves.
Oh, geez. Well, boy. Give me a compact.
Yeah, buy it a nickel.
Right.
I
need a selfie stick.
Two
Corinthians walk into a bar.
2 Corinthians 13:5.
Yeah.
They need to examine themselves to see if their professing Christianity is true or false and vitiated.
Whoa.
Damn. What? Look at you whipping out the big words.
What in the fuck does vitiated? I'm vitiated
bad,
as fuck.
Bad, nasty, spoiled.
Okay.
If it's your proselytizing is tainted.
Taint. I'm vitiated. Fuck you.
True Christianity produces a love for God, a hunger for his word.
Yummy.
Fervent prayer.
Okay.
Devotion to a local Bible-believing church.
Boo.
And not a military chapel.
Right. Well, let me ask you something. Does this church to be Bible-believing, do they speak in tongues? Because if I'm going to buy into this Christian bullshit, I want tongue speaking, because that's fun. That's the best shit ever. It's entertaining. It keeps my attention. It's not boring. Samadasa.
I got a life force.
Bugushay Segadasha. Bugushay Segadasha.
Betaskay.
That's terrifying that someone would consider that like equal to like, you know, the laws and shit in your country. Betaskay. Fuck you.
Christian service members who openly profess and support the rights of Muslims, Buddhists, and all other anti-Christian worldviews.
Nine.
To practice their religions.
Yes.
because the language in the Constitution permits are grossly in error and deceived. This article will explain a few reasons why. And then he vomits out all this Jesus, 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 ignoring the Jesus, not liking rich people, wanting to help help the poor, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, give some water to the thirsty, that kind of shit.
What about the part about, you know, like cutting your kid in half or that shit, you know? Why do they ignore that? Why don't you put your money where your mouth is, Christians? Why don't you try to create a person by ripping a rib out of your fucking torso? Get real.
Right. So this guy is a, like I said, he is a U.S. Air Force chaplain.
Oh, okay. Great. By the way, follow us on Twitter, at Crab Diving. I put a promo out, so the crabs are streaming live. And then someone said, I read this quickly and thought it said crabs are steaming live.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I went into the kitchen and started melting some butter.
That's not really steam.
Oh, wow.
If that's the steam, you're kind of fucked.
Oh, yeah.
So the military Religious Freedom Foundation has filed multiple requests that Hernandez be investigated by the Department of Defense's Inspector General.
Yes.
It says that it has received many complaints about Hernandez from service members over the last few years.
Bitus gay, hooga booga booga.
They say the article that he wrote for Barbed Wire recently blatantly and indisputably advocates the subordinating of the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
Power bottoming.
Right.
Nut power.
Ball gag.
Gimp outfit for the U.S. Constitution.
Ass
to
plug.
His personal Christian ideology.
Oh, yes.
He violated his oath of office as a commissioned officer, as well as, and then he writes, you know, the U.S. code number and all that.
Yeah, you shit the bed, dickhead.
Of criminal prohibitions against counseling, urging insubordination, disloyalty, or refusal of duty to other military members. You can't try to turn military members against each other.
That's so fucked up. These chaplains, everything. Like, wait, what's my job? How do I serve these guys in the Army? You know, well, they're in the Army too, but how do I serve my fellow servicemen? Did they ever think of that?
I mean, he said, if you're a real Christian, you shouldn't support the rights of other people to worship what they want.
You took the words right out of Jesus's fucking mouth, didn't you? That's in the spirit of Christianity, isn't it? You don't have any rights.
That shit's terrifying.
Right. That's not Christianity. That's the religion to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
You know? That's fuck you shit.
This guy needs to be removed, dishonorably discharged in whatever capacity he was serving.
Please. Trump's not going to do that. See, the problem is our president would hear about this story and then tweet about it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sad.
Great Christian.
Not being able to do his job.
Loves God. First Amendment.
Right.
So that one had me, it just made me crazy.
No, I know. It's just so.
That shit's terrifying.
It's bonkers. It's bonkers. And it sounds weird, too, when they start getting into scriptures and all this other shit. It sounds like they're reading from the Lord of the fucking Rings.
The good news?
Yes.
Maybe.
Right.
Other parts of the world maybe crawling in the other direction.
Ooh, yes.
Towards sanity.
Okay.
As we
we're just
literally
fucked. Yeah.
Get ready to be thrown up on crosses.
What did Trump say about the Bible? It's like a great movie.
Oh, several.
It's like several
great
movies. You
get a few sequels out of that one.
It's like a really
good.
Did you
see that one where Mel Gibson got the shit beat out of him?
Oh, I love that.
Playing Jesus?
Oh, yes. That was hilarious. Well, Mel Gibson wasn't Jesus. It was
Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel. Yeah. Boy, who's your favorite Jesus?
He says that he didn't get any acting jobs after that because of the anti-Christian vibe in
the anti-Semitic
in
vibe. It's anti, you know.
No, it's that pro-Semitic vibe. He's anti. He and
oh yeah.
He was talking about Hollywood. Oh, okay. Didn't like him because he was a Christian.
Yeah.
And you know what that means.
Oh, like, yes. You said
it's the anti-Semitic.
Listen, I would be like, Jim, didn't he get paid well for it?
I'm sure he got some coin. I mean, I don't know.
If I'm Jim Caviezel, you know what he was good in? Thin Red Line. Did you ever see that?
He's not a bad actor.
He was great in Thin Red Line. Did you see this?
He was great when he was having the flesh flayed off of his back as Jesus. I didn't have any problems with his
moments
I sat through of that movie.
You know, my ex-wife went with her mother to see that on her birthday. My ex-wife wanted to see that on her fucking birthday. And this is what I told her. I said, listen.
You were married at the time.
I was married at the time. And I said, I would be glad to go. I don't want to go in the movie. I'll go with you. I'm going to stand outside in a Jesus diaper with a bunch of 8x10s signing autographs. It's the only way I'm going. I'm Jesus, guys.
Can't believe she's your ex-wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen.
Wait, did you guys get married in a church?
Yeah. And that you were there. You were fucking there.
I know.
I'm telling the
audience. Are you being hyperbolic?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got married in a church.
Yes.
In a little, it was a heathen church.
Of course I was there. God.
That was the best part. You did tight 5 minutes of stand-up. You made fun of her road rage. She had horrendous road rage. Jeez. So angry.
Oh, good. It was all fun.
Oh, yes. All of it. That was fun. There were parts of the marriage. It wasn't necessarily fun. Interesting.
Well, Ireland.
But wait. I just want to say my favorite part. I know you were trying to change the fucking subject.
No, go ahead.
My favorite part. I loved how Jim Caviezel handled the scene where a crow lands on his fucking face and eats one of his eyeballs.
Spoiler
out.
Alert. Spoiler alert.
It got laughs. My wife went to that movie and she said she laughed. She actually laughed when the crow popped his fucking eyeball out of his fucking socket.
Ireland.
9.
Ireland is doing a couple of things.
Yes.
They are now.
Ooh.
They're putting a referendum on the ballot next year as part of a larger referendum.
Ooh, I got your referendum.
getting rid of their abortion ban.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Especially after, wasn't there a woman not that long ago, like within the past few months?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe last year, that died.
Yeah. Because of the ban.
Right. That she couldn't, she had something went toxic down there and, she couldn't get out of Ireland in time.
Right.
To go to a civilized country to save her life.
Oh my God. That sucks. No, I mean, that's
so now,
it sucks as well. It's tragic.
So they put that up. But now also,
yes.
It says here, last year, two women live tweeted their arduous journey to another country just so they could get the procedure done.
Oh, my God. That's bullshit.
But also in these referendums, referendi, they are now thinking about scrapping their blasphemy laws. They still have blasphemy laws.
Yes.
In Ireland.
Oh, my. What the fuck? How do you even prosecute that? Use the Lord's name in vain? Ba, 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 ba.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mock Christianity. You mock God. Sure. You mock Catholicism.
Yes.
So finally, they're going to be voting on a couple of things. Maybe religiosity having more of its
I'm fucking abortion ban. I'm just thinking about that right now. You're telling me that there wasn't one doctor in all of Ireland said this person's dying. I'm gonna help them. Fuck the laws. God, that is insane.
Yeah.
Fuck this. Nuts.
But at least they're moving in the right direction. Not like here.
Right.
where yesterday, if you go to crabdiamond.com or go to iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a good review.
Yes.
Don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon hole if you want to help us out. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Tell your friends about us. Download the show. Listen to it while you're on the stair stepper.
Spread the crabs.
Yes. Spread it.
Share the crabs.
Yeah, yeah. Distribute.
As it stands now, the Irish Constitution.
Yes.
Article 46.1.
Article 69.
Says the publication or utterance of blasphemous, seditious, or indecent matter is an offense which shall be punishable in accordance with law.
That's crazy. Well, what is blasphemy?
Well, right.
I mean, what is it? If I say, like, I don't know. Are we blasphemous on here? I have no idea.
In the past several months alone, comedians...
Oh, shit.
...have been accused of violating the law. One guy called the Catholic Communion Wafer... Haunted bread.
Is that?
I think that's great.
But that's accurate. I mean, if you believe what it would transubstantiation.
Don't go to Ireland now, man. You're going to be
okay.
Wanted.
Yes.
Until they vote.
Is it blasphemous when you rape a choir boy or no?
Somebody also questioned why a benevolent God would ever create something as awful as bone cancer in children.
Yes.
That is Stephen Fry.
Bam.
Remember, he was on that Irish TV show.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Gay Byrne.
Right.
Ancient Irish presenter.
Stephen Fry is awesome.
And
he's great.
He asked him, he said, well, what if you're wrong and you get to the pearly gates and St. Peter says, God would like a moment.
Yeah.
What are you going to say to God?
Suck my dick,
dude. And that's when, Google it. It's great. He said, I would say bone cancer in children.
What's up with that? Stephen Fry is awesome, former Prime Minister of England.
But they tried to bring him up on blasphemy charges. Yeah.
God, for saying that!
Yeah, people complain.
Some
old asshole called up and was like, I was very offended.
Yeah. Did you know that Stephen Fry was a former Prime Minister of the UK?
I did not.
On 24. You remember that?
Oh, that's right.
Jack Bauer, they had a lot of
he was great.
A lot of scene chewing. Chewing the scenery.
Because of an update to the nation's Defamation Act of 2009.
Defecation Act.
Yeah. These comedians could have been levied a fine of up to 25,000 euros.
Oh, shit.
For their statements.
That's like, how many is that? $5.
But both cases were dropped after a lot of bad publicity.
Right.
And nobody really in public wanted to prosecute them except for... A tiny core of hardcore ninnies.
Yeah, fuck this.
I think they really just had one complaint on Stephen Fry.
I mean...
Yet they ran that complaint up the flagpole and decided to talk about...
Make an example of somebody, right? It's so stupid. Leave Stephen Fry alone. He's brilliant. He's funny.
Atheist Ireland welcomes the announcement today.
Yay!
Oh, boy.
What's up?
I don't speak Gaelic. An Tausich Leo Varadkar.
Wait, I do. I'll read it. Escape, new baby say, hoogamangu.
That our campaign for a referendum on blasphemy has been successful.
Yes.
There will be a referendum on the blasphemy provision within the Irish Constitution during the October 2018. During October 2018, an atheist Ireland will be campaigning strongly to reform. Update and modernize the article.
Blasphemy laws. That's some Iran shit. It's like Afghanistan. I mean, fuck me.
Right. And it says here, they're also looking just in general. Other countries are looking for guidance on how to frame their own speech suppression laws. If Ireland gets rid of its blasphemy law, this is over at the Friendly Atheist I'm reading.
Yes.
It would send a signal that no civilized society should be okay with such rules.
It's fucked up. Could you imagine, hey, 911, what's your emergency? Stephen Fry is over here saying the Catholic Church is a bunch of dickheads. Send in the fucking...
These Irish atheists.
SWAT team.
We also lobbied at the UN on blasphemy issues.
Yes.
When the Pakistani delegation was being examined, specifically... Pakistan has copied the precise wording from the Irish blasphemy law.
What?
verbatim.
Right.
Efforts to have such provisions accepted by the United Nations, the repeal of the Irish blasphemy laws will help to undermine these efforts. So Pakistan's trying to copy the Irish laws that yes. say don't insult the stupid religion.
God.
But if Ireland does this,
wait
then
a second.
Maybe it'll start to be a shining example.
Yeah. So some other country is trying to copy their stupid blasphemy fucking laws?
Copied it word for word.
Is there any, you know, it's so funny. Is there anything else going on in Pakistan that you might want to address aside from figuring out how to make better blasphemy laws?
Oh, God, right.
Jesus Christ. Don't you have Al-Qaeda and shit running around in the mountains? Figure that shit out, dickheads. To deal with Kashmir, I'm thinking of a litany of things Pakistan could be concerned about. Who gives a fuck? Yeah, I mean, by the way, are they worried about people blaspheming Muhammad in Pakistan? Is that the dealio?
Well, they get, yeah.
So how the fuck about that are you
don't
copying?
Draw him.
Yeah, sure. How are you copying Christian blasphemy laws or Catholicism laws and applying them to Muhammad shit? You know what I mean?
But they're an evil fake religion.
But right. So why would you want to take...
Each side says.
Oh, okay.
By the way.
But you're copying their laws. It's just odd.
Well, they like that.
Just make up your own. Why do you need to copy blasphemy laws? This is the stupidest shit I've ever heard. It's all dumb. Okay, you make fun of God. You know, I assume you're making fun of God, so I'm going to put you to death. Bam. There. That's the law. Stupid. God, fuck off.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Boo.
I know you can't take the suspense.
Yeah. Right.
Jim Baker.
Yay.
Oh, my. Play it again.
Yay.
Jim Baker, right. former and current. Chris Stolloon, pastor, preacher.
Right.
Sells a lot of food for the apocalypse.
You ever been to SeaWorld or one of those places where they have seals or a fucking
zoo? Dolphins and shit? Yeah.
And you see like a guy with a bucket of fish just tossing, you know, like trout at a walrus and they're just, They're just like catching him in their gullet. That's what I imagine. Jim Baker's got a whole bucket of Xanax and he's just like tossing them over to Lori. And she's so good. She can just catch those little pills.
Here is
she is so fucked up.
Jim Baker.
Oh dear God. Ooh. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Unreal.
God, he can barely get through that copy. Do you hear that? The soup comes in almost 50. God.
Here's Jim Baker doing some selling.
Yes.
He's got bills to pay. He's got Zannies to buy.
That's right, Pat.
By the truckload.
Ooh, yes.
Maybe he can call up Rush Limbaugh's old maid.
Oh, yeah. Whip out that big, thick conservative dick.
Here is Jim Baker telling you why you need to buy some of his food.
Oh, no. Apocalypse.
This is, by the way, on the screen... For $175, disaster food relief. Look who is...
I got some disaster
look
food.
Look who's selling some shit off of some hurricanes.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Oh, Jesus.
Here is Jim Baker.
You're in luck, Puerto Rico.
I've been so lambasted for the last few years by the saints, by Christian people. And they said, oh, Jim, you just have such lack of faith telling people to prepare.
You think he's been lambasted? I mean, he went to jail for fraud.
Did you hear him? We played a clip, was it last week or something? When he and Lori were out helping the victims of Harvey.
Yeah.
In Texas.
Oh, I remember this.
That he was like... They said I was crazy. Who's crazy now?
God damn, you're taking a natural disaster. People are flooded and shit. Hey, listen, I'm validated. It's all about me.
Oh, yeah.
The narcissism.
We're
going to
sell more bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? In Houston.
Here we go.
Mondo.
Yes, sir.
There wasn't any difference between the Christian house and the sinner house.
None.
You notice the two. There's only two choices.
Yeah.
Christians and sinners.
Oh, right.
I thought they were the same.
Oh, yeah. Well,
aren't we all sinners? Didn't that whole Apple thing?
Well, if we aren't all, I got some bad news for you. If we aren't all sinners, then why the fuck did you send your son down to earth to be nailed into a cross and have a fucking sparrow and magpie eat his eyeballs out for nothing?
Jesus turns to God.
With
you've got some splaining to do.
Yeah, look at these holes in my fucking hand. Did you see what I went through? It's all bullshit. I'm never talking to you again. Right. Suck my dick.
You try to drink water out of a creek.
Yeah. They, what? Oh, yeah, yeah, I can. I can't
cup his hand.
I got a hand
it's more
like
of a visual. I'm sorry, we're on the radio.
Can, drain spaghetti.
Here's
my colander.
Here's your colander.
Boy, talk about acupuncture. Jeez.
Christian house and the sinner house.
None. Both destroyed.
The Bible said.
Listen to these fucking dickheads.
I'm just picturing like the apostles making pasta and then just like scooping it out with one of those.
Bring me those hands.
Jesus, here. Yeah. Slap.
Make yourself useful, son of God. What a dumbass.
Oh, we'd be in trouble in Ireland right now. That's a little blasphemous.
Sinner house.
Yeah. None. Both destroyed.
The Bible says a fool sees trouble coming and doesn't prepare. Basically, that's a Baker paraphrase.
That's a Baker paraphrase.
Yeah. The Bible says a fool sees something coming and doesn't prepare. Basically.
At the bottom of the screen now, Proverbs 22:3.
Suck my dick.
The wise see danger ahead and avoid it. But fools keep going and get into trouble.
Oh, yes.
Well, thanks, Proverbs.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so fucking much.
Thanks, Proverbs. Wow. There's danger ahead. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Who cares? Who gives a shit? I want a bucket of food.
Yeah, and don't kill. It's not nice. No shit.
You're right.
What about rape?
Oh,
I don't see that one in there.
It's a gray area. Come on.
There's both sides.
Both sides.
There's some fine rapists on the other side.
One's our president.
Well, in these crises,
except the Mexican ones, of course.
And doesn't prepare. Basically, that's a bigger paraphrase, but that's what it says.
Well, in these crises, we have to remember the Bible also says it rains on the just and the unjust.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So we have to be prepared.
I don't know. There's a whole panel. There's a whole panel. One, two, three, well, okay, Jim and Lori.
Yes.
And then two on the left.
Right, Lucky Pierre.
And three, one, two, three, four to the right of them. So we've got...
Spit roasting.
Five, six, seven, eight Christians.
Eight liars. Okay.
Wait.
What? Hey, what the fuck does it... How many... Jim, are you paying all these fuck sticks to sit on your panel? Or they're selling books.
Oh,
and shit
everybody's
like that, right?
Got a book package. You can go.
Package.
You can go and buy the freeze dried cordon bleu, along with three books written by this guy about
remember,
the end times.
We were watching a mashup of this Jim Baker show.
Yeah,
he even sells a bucket full of Bibles. A bucket of Bibles. We need that.
What else can we put in these fucking buckets?
Bibles.
I got an idea.
How about Bibles?
How about shit? He sells a bucket with a toilet attachment on it you can shit in.
Yeah.
With a fucking bag. It's so gross.
We have to remember the Bible also says it rains on the just and the unjust.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So we have to be prepared for anything.
And I mean, you ought to read what's coming in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
But in perilous times, they do crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that sounded like a flashback,
didn't
it?
Been there, done that.
Right.
You know? Get those,
perilous times. We do crazy shit.
It's
oh,
like I needed that bucket just for a little bit.
I remember this one time.
Times they do crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Audience, do you hear that?
Times they do crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
And then... To have the food. Do you know what? I've cried so much over used.
Oh, he's good.
You liar.
He's good.
I've cried so much
he's
over
really
Houston.
He's really good and seen.
God.
I've cried so much over Houston.
Shit, man. He studied with Uta Hagen, didn't he?
Yeah. You know what? I've cried so much over Houston because I saw wonderful people.
Yes.
With everything gone. I mean,
Good God. Oh, he sounds like a bad Charlton Heston audition tape.
You mean like people who lost their life savings investing in certain, I don't know, PTL condo things?
Oh, yes. Hmm. God.
With everything gone. I mean, everything gone. You don't understand everything.
God damn.
You don't understand living in darkness unless you've lived in darkness.
God, you don't understand.
Yeah, he's getting worked up.
He's nuts.
You don't understand living in darkness unless you've lived in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And they will kill each other, eat each other.
They're going to kill each other and eat each other.
Hey, yeah. Who wants to split this toe with me? I mean, I found this toe. I'm going to eat it.
Well, you know, it'll prevent that.
What? Oh, these buckets of food. You don't have to be a cannibal.
And they will kill each other, eat each other, steal everything from each other. And that's what the Bible warns about. I want you to be prepared.
There. Buy our shit.
Buy our gross dehydrated fajitas. Vagitis.
20-year shelf life.
Oh, yeah. It's delicious, too, by the way. Where do I get this water to hydrate all this food with in the apocalypse, dickhead?
He had a little half Mexican baby.
Oh, I know.
To prove it. It was great.
Yeah, he had dehydrated fajitas. He was selling a whole bucket. Yeah, this little Mexican baby was eating them with a tiny little sombrero on his head.
Yep.
To the side. Yep. I don't even understand that look. It's
embarrassing as fuck is what it is.
Well, and then he's like, look at this. This looks great, but don't take my word for it. Oh, Marie over here, she's a fucking full-blooded fucking Mexican. She loves it. You love it, don't you? Full-blooded Mexican, he said. Oh, my God.
This one.
You don't understand.
Save your yelling for this one.
Oh, God.
Because.
Who the fuck is this?
This is. It happened February 6th.
Yes.
A little girl named Abigail Pyland.
Okay.
Was born.
Pyland.
Without any obvious problems.
Okay.
But the midwife who helped deliver her checked back the next day. Abigail did not look good.
The midwife?
There's a lot of that going on. Doulas and midwives. Ooh. And stuff like that.
What about a nurse?
I don't see a problem with
in
that.
A hospital. Really? You don't want to be in a hospital to give birth to a fucking kid, dude. What happens if something goes wrong? Are you a doctor? Do you know how to do all that shit?
Yeah, I'm not shooting anything the size of a bowling ball out of my little hole anywhere. without an epidural or a whole body.
Channel. Jeez. I'm dilated.
Abigail appeared jaundiced.
No shit.
The midwife advised the mother, Rachel Pyland.
Yes.
That they should take the child to a pediatrician or to the emergency room.
Go to the fucking doctor, you know?
The midwife told the parents that the baby could suffer brain damage or die if not properly cared for.
Okay.
Rachel Pyland, the mother, declined to seek any medical treatment for little Abigail.
Oh, my God.
Stating,
stop
quote,
it.
God makes no mistakes.
Holy shit.
She indicated to the midwife, the baby's going to be fine.
Yeah, it won't be an issue. Ugh.
Days later, little Abigail was dead.
From liver failure or something? Or
an ME did an autopsy. Unconjugated hypobilirubinemia and Kernecterus.
Kernecterus?
With our jaundice, which are jaundice-related problems that are treatable.
Kernecterus.
That are treatable.
Oh, my God. Have these people been arrested? They murdered this kid. You know what I mean? Like, they decided to not bring the kid to the doctor, and pray or something like that.
They didn't take her in when she wasn't eating. They didn't take her in when her skin became further discolored. They didn't take her in when blood was coming out of her mouth.
Oh, my God.
They put more trust in their God.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately,
we're getting rid of religion.
We do have some laws here.
Yes.
In the United States, despite... I think we've talked about
Iowa.
This before, what Idaho was trying to do. A couple of real lunatic Christian extremists in their state legislature were proposing letting this be legal. If it's their religious beliefs, let them their kid die.
Fuck you. This is
fortunately.
I don't even know how to fucking.
Fortunately. Whatever state they're in here, did I even say where they're at?
Oh, my
I don't think
God.
So. Whatever state they're in doesn't have that.
Was there nobody?
Any laws like that.
Damn, this
Michigan,
sucks, man.
Michigan.
If your friend had a kid, you went over there and the mouth is bleeding, they're jaundiced, and the kid, the people were like, we're praying over this baby. I would be like, fuck this. Take the kid to the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got to call the police and let them make the call or something. God.
Rachel and her husband, Joshua, are now charged with involuntary manslaughter. I don't think it's involuntary.
They made a choice to not bring the child to a fucking doctor. Involuntary.
Both could spend the next 15 years in jail if convicted.
God damn.
And I'm all for it.
Me too. And tie up
whatever.
Their tubes.
You're like,
and...
well, they got other kids. No, those kids are obviously safer. Without these people.
What about their kids?
As their parents. Yeah, if they have others. I don't know. I don't
and
have
also,
that.
Also, what do you say to your kid? You lost your brother, your sister when they grow up. Like, what happened to my little sister?
Well,
you know.
Lord works in mysterious ways.
And so if they really believe that shit, when their next kid gets sick with something, I hope they don't bring him to the fucking doctor.
Right.
Because that would be like, so you learn from your mistakes with the previous kid that you fucking killed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Horrendous. Horrendous. Thanks, Sky God. Thanks for nothing.
Oh, here.
You suck, Jesus.
We are having a civil war in the Republican Party. We are fighting for the direction of this party. We're clearly more of the populist, nationalist, conservative wing. We're more of the worker base wing of it. You have the governing wing of it, which is the more of the establishment. You have a moderate wing of it. And we're proud of this. We're having a civil war. We're fighting for the soul and direction.
That's Steve Bannon.
Oh, okay.
You're wondering what he sounded like.
Oh, he sounds like a creep.
Declaring war on the GOP.
Good. I mean, I don't know.
We'll see. As long as they destroy each other, that'll be spectacular. But
how does Bannon have time to do
his wing to win? What?
How does he have time to do anything? Any Target, scoping out new pairs of cargo shorts he could buy? How did
I'm buying cold medicine.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I got to cook up some shit. And then later I'm going to shoot some porn. Whatever.
If that's true. I mean, that wasn't covered enough.
It really wasn't. Senior advisor to the president. Lived in a house.
It was a guy that moved into the house and was told by multiple people, including the realtor and I think even the police or something, about shenaniganry going on in that house beforehand.
Right.
With allegedly porn parties or porns being shot.
Porn parties.
And,
yeah.
And then when they moved in, they had to replace like the tubs and the sinks because there was some strange chemical corrosion on them.
Yes.
And then they went in and tested it. The guy that moved in went in and tested it, and he had to move out because the entire apartment tested off the roof for toxic meth chemicals.
No shit. Oopsie.
And the previous tenant was the, at that time, wife of Steve Bannon.
Right. Didn't the lawn people or the people that did the pool guys?
A bunch of people.
They say it was like a horror scene over there. Family values, by the way, these Republicans. Party of family fucking values.
And the evangelicals just gobble it up.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
They got Gorsuch.
They didn't give a shit.
They're going to be able to slam shut those vaginas once there's baby batter in there.
Right.
Closed. No more.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing in her ad anymore.
Right. Fuck you. There's baby batter.
Till this wonderful little child is
this
born.
This miracle.
And then
miracle.
If it's black, fuck you.
You know, you let this kid grow up. I'm going to plant crack in his car, seize his property, right. Go fuck yourself.
We'll
shoot you to death.
We'll see you later.
God.
So, yeah, we're hoping these horrible parents.
Yay!
Get the book thrown at them. A couple.
Oh, God.
Take a couple of books.
That sucks, man.
The good news.
Yes. And you know what? I bet those parents, guess what they probably are? Pro-life. Anti-choice motherfuckers.
Of course.
Don't you see how insane that is? It's like.
No doubt. Granted, I think these people that are this crazy are in a super minority. I mean, but nonetheless,
right.
There were enough out there
yeah.
that a couple of state legislators in Idaho thought, well, you know, we should think about this maybe. It's a religious belief.
Right. Oh, yes.
Which is fine. Once you turn 18, don't take anything.
Yeah.
Again, Darwin. But...
But
you cannot speak for those children.
Right. It's
for that. Yeah. The children can't give consent to follow your religion.
And you're brainwashed.
Right.
You're fucking brainwashed. God, I had a friend who was a Scientologist that wouldn't take Advil when she had a headache. I don't take Advil or some shit like that.
I don't know this person.
No, you don't know him.
I don't know that person.
Idiot I did a play with in L.A. This stupid fucking actor.
They don't.
Sorry, I don't mean to marginalize.
They don't take drugs? Oh, they don't. They don't take even pain meds, huh?
Listen, honestly, this person claimed to be a Scientologist. She might have not. Who knows if she understood the rules? But she told me, she's like, we were doing a place. She's like, oh, my head hurts. I was like, oh, I have some Advil. I had some Advil because I had a scene where I got in a food fight with cake in a cast iron bathtub. It was really fucked up. And I slipped on the icing and hurt my shoulder. So I was in pain so much from that. I know let me tell you something. That is a weird injury to explain. I broke my dick bone. That was popping
out. Throwing cake at each other.
Right? I was in a air quotes play.
Play. Right? Hashtag Craigslist.
I was in North Hollywood. Yeah. Fucking rolling around in a bathtub in cake. I needed Advil. Good thing I'm not a Scientologist.
How we suffer for the arts.
Oh, yes.
This is out of the good news.
Right.
Is Pennsylvania?
Fuck you, boy.
The city, town.
Right.
County. Excusez-moi. The county,
excuse me,
of Lehigh.
Lehigh.
L-E-H-I-G-H.
Okay. Whatever.
It's probably Lehigh.
That's some biblical bullshit.
Lehigh County, Pennsylvania.
Fuck you.
Have received some complaints.
Ooh.
Well, let's say the Freedom From Religious Foundation received some complaints.
Okay.
About the county seal.
Right. It's got a big crucifix on it. Some Jesus bullshit.
Not the singer.
Right. Seal.
Heidi Klum's ex-husband.
A kiss from a rose on a something. Don't you something.
Name another
pleasure,
one.
My pleasure, my pain.
The seal of the county of Lehigh, Pennsylvania.
Nine!
Has, let me see. It's got like a heart.
Ooh, yes.
Probably the county, the shape of the county inside of it.
Why do we even
there's
need
an American
a county
flag.
Seal?
There's the probably the county flag.
Is there a penis?
And some like, some I don't know, curtains, some bunting or some shit like that.
Do they have any titties?
Over to the right. There's industry. There's some factories spewing some pollution. Geez.
Ejaculate.
Over to the left, there's a little scene of a farm with a cow and a silo.
Show me the motors.
There's a banner. It says Lehigh County.
Milk me.
There's a drawing of what is probably the Capitol building or the state courthouse or something. It looks like
an
iconic building somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And right behind that,
yes,
big old giant Christian cross.
Fuck yeah, baby. Well, listen, you're designing a county seal for, Lehigh, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
What are you going to include? I mean, really, what, you're going to run out of shit. I get why you put the Jesus bullshit in there. You're like, God, it's something, you know, something we can use.
Yeah.
I mean, they're even including pollution.
They do. They've got factories with smokestacks.
Why would you include that?
Of course.
I'm proud of this.
It's white smoke.
Don't you know when it snows, my eyes.
No, there, anyway.
Go fuck yourself. I love that song.
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent them a letter and said, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Kind of pushing the boundaries a little bit. I don't care if it's been there for a while. You know, this is one of those things where they're like, it's been there for 200 years. What's wrong with you?
Hey, guys, don't you know when it snows? What is the lyric?
Lehigh, my heart becomes something. Oh. Lehigh County Commissioners, however.
Yes.
Refuse to back down.
Fuck you, boy.
This is a couple of years ago. This battle's been going on.
Oh, God.
So they refuse to back down.
Right.
They voted 9-0.
Nine.
To sick the county solicitor.
Oh, yes. Summon the county solicitor.
Where's my barrister?
Summon the barrister and summon Seal.
To send.
Right.
To send.
God, what? Why was that song so fucking popular? Who was listening? I remain my.
I thought it was interesting at the time. I mean, it was an impressive and odd. He's got an odd and a unique voice.
Don't you know?
Right?
When it snows. Yeah, he does. He's great.
I mean, he's got a unique voice.
Who's better, Seal or David Bowie? Quickly.
Oh, again, how dare you?
I don't know.
Anyway, a little crab diving, backup singing for Seals. We're the Pips.
Love remains a drug that's high enough here. But did you know?
You know, I like it, man. I don't know why I make fun of that. So, did you know when it snows? Right.
Lehigh. The Lehigh
the fuck writes
County
that song?
Seal.
Those lyrics are like perfect. Don't you know?
Okay. It is the position of Lehigh County that the presence of the cross on the seal.
Fuck you!
Among all of the. Among all of the.
Yeah,
I lost my place.
What seal. Say you, Seal?
Fuck you, Seal!
Yeah.
The presence of the cross on the seal, among all the other items of historical significance, has the secular purpose. This is that bullshit where they're like, the Ten Commandments are secular because it's our history. Everybody believed in that shit. So therefore, we should be able to put it up in the courtroom.
Not everybody. Not everybody believes that garbage. Not Seal. Is Seal into Jesus?
Love remains. Love remains.
As such, it does not violate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. Accordingly, the county is not planning on removing the cross from the seal.
Fuck you, from the seal? I can't take it.
Love remains.
You know what would be funny? Is anybody ever, like, had a seal and, like, move his mouth? Would that sound like an animal
I'm
seal?
Sure.
I got
Google it. I'm sure it's out there.
Okay, go make that
seal singing
happen.
Seal.
Yeah, I love it.
They were trying to argue that a big giant Christian cross is, you know, has nothing to do with religion.
This is Jesus people saying, hey, fuck you. If you don't believe in God, fuck you, Seal.
So the good guys filed a federal lawsuit against the county a
Hell
year
yeah.
ago. By adopting and displaying a seal and flag with a Latin cross, the county is violating the 1st and 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution.
Don't violate a seal. That's how they get him to sing
displaying
that
a seal.
shove it up there.
The Latin cross. Yeah. Lehigh County is not a Christian county. It should be equally welcoming to all its citizens, regardless of their religion or their reject of religions.
Yes.
That's what they don't abide.
Right. Well, fuck you. How's that? Back at you, dickhead.
A redesign to comply with the state constitution is imperative. The lawsuit now at this point said.
Right. Or get rid of the seal. Well, not the singer, but the seal. Why do they need a seal? It's stupid.
Finally, a federal judge has ruled.
Yes.
Judge Edward Smith said the law as it currently stands requires that the court rule in favor of the plaintiffs.
Yes.
The inclusion of the cross lacked a secular purpose.
Right.
Both when the defendant adopted the seal and when the... And when the defendant refused to remove the cross from the seal, a reasonable observer would perceive the seal.
Yes. Yes.
As endorsing Christianity.
Why don't they, hey, you know, when you get a fucked up tattoo and then you try to change it into something else? Why don't they do that with the cross? Why don't they make a big dick out of it or something like that? Something funny.
Apparently, this judge is not without Christian leanings, though, because the Freedom of Religion Foundation said his rule is begrudging.
Oh, God. Well, if I have to, if I have to, you know, respect your rights as a human being, maybe. Fuck off.
So now the county officials there in Lehigh County got to find them a new seal.
There's only one seal. There's only one true seal.
We probably drove away every fucking listener.
No, listen.
But you know, it's the end of the goddamn show anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
This
thanks for tuning in
this week and all the downloads and all that.
Hell yeah, baby!
We appreciate the hell out of it. That's too loud. We appreciate the hell out of it. We thank you for buying shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Go buy that seal album.
Whatever we get, you get, we get a little nibble. And thanks to those that do, we get a little bit of cash flowing in. We appreciate the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedial stuff somewhere soon down here in the Redneck Riviera. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram feed, which is at @RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on What's Up.
Or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com. I was just making sure the next K-Boys is teed up.
Oh, yeah, we got a new K-Boys coming on right after this.
If you're listening live, stay tuned. A brand new sparkling K-Boys. Otherwise, download on iTunes also.
That's right.
Ryan, did we do all of our...
Look, if you want to find out shit about me, Google it. Well, I don't have to tell you. Long live Seal! Long live Seal!
You know what's out there? Do you sure?
Yeah, are
you sure you
want to be Rated R comedy.
You sure you want to be Googled?
Nah, don't Google me, Perk.
You said you wouldn't do it. You just did it.
That's right.
Well, I don't even know what that means. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back Monday. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.